Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
And go.
Dave Fleming back with you here in San Francisco at Oracle Park. Final few moments of our Giants baseball broadcast. Giants beat the Diamondbacks by the final score of 5-2. Before our highlights, let's go places with the Toyota out-of-town scoreboard. Two games still going right now up in Seattle. The Twins have fallen behind now, so the Mariners have come from behind. They lead Minnesota 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth. And the bigger one for Giants fans, of course, is down in L.A., Dodgers 3, Phillies 1, bottom 8 at Dodger Stadium. So the Dodgers getting Kenley Jansen ready to come in the game, trying to stay one game back of the Giants in the National League West. They lead 3-1 in the eighth inning. The Mets beat the Cubs 5-2 today. Cubs have been playing well, but so have the Mets. They're 33-25. The Cubs are 38-28. The Rays and the White Sox, that was a good matchup in the American League. 5-2 Rays beat the White Sox. Rays continue to sport the best record in big league baseball. Reds over the Brewers 10-2 in Milwaukee. Here come the Reds. Reds are really playing well. Two games over 500. Cardinals over the Marlins 4-2. And then the other big score from the Giants perspective, Padres lose at Coors Field in Denver. So the Giants gain a game on the Pods in the West with their win tonight. 3-2 the final at Coors Field. Both of the runs for the Padres came in the ninth inning, but they hang on. The Rockies do and beat the Padres 3-2. All right, time now for the Honda highlights. Wondering what makes Honda so special? Ask anyone who owns a Honda, and they'll tell you about the legendary dependability, the great gas mileage, and the incredible lease offers you can get right now at your NorCal Honda dealer. For more information, visit NorCalHondaDealers.com. Well, it was the Giants and the Diamondbacks. It was Wood against Peacock. Alex Wood had a nice first inning. Retired the Diamondbacks scorelessly, and right away the Giants built a rally in the bottom of the first, and that was kind of the theme of this game. They had so many scoring chances, so many good at-bats. They loaded the bases up, in fact, in the bottom of the first. Leadoff walk, infield hit, walk, but Peacock got out of it. The Giants did not score. Second inning, maybe even more frustrating because the Giants had second and third and nobody out. And even with the pitcher coming up, you expect to get a run across in that situation. The Giants didn't do it. So on to the third inning with the score still nothing, and the Giants feeling like, how are we not up in this game 5-0 already? Well, they got a lead in the third. One out double by Donovan Solano. After Crawford grounded out, Solano went to third. He was there with two down for Brandon Belt. 2-0 pitch to Belt. He swings and pulls one into right field. That's a base hit. And it's going to roll all the way into the first archway and stick at the bottom of the wall. Belt will make his way into second, and he knocks in the first run of the game. It's 1-0 Giants on a Brandon Belt double. And that's so nice to see a two-out hit to knock in a run. Belt getting the bat going. It was a big night for him. The Giants had the 1-0 lead. That's all they got, and it was not 1-0 for long because in the top of the fourth, a one-out walk issued by Wood to Christian Walker, and Carson Kelly doubled him home. So it didn't take long for the D-backs to tie the game 1-1, and that sort of emphasized that feeling of, man, Giants, how are they not up big with all the chances they'd had? They needed a big swing. They got it in the bottom of the fifth with the game still tied 1-1. Donovan Solano led off with another double. He kind of hustled this one on a liner down the right field line, and that brought up Brandon Crawford.
Ahmed playing almost behind second base against Crawford, who swings, and it's a high drive into deep left center field. Way back there, still going, and adios, Pelota! It's a two-run opposite field homer to deep left center field by Brandon Crawford. 3-1 Giants, the 15th home run of the year for Crawford.
And we're going to make that the hit of the game, sponsored by Pig in a Pickle, home of the best barbecue in the Bay Area. Visit them at piginapickle.com or in Corte Madera today. Just nice to see. It was the only Giants home run, so the home runs have sort of tailed off just a little bit in the last week or so. But they've still hit some big ones, and that counts. Crawford's 15th of the year made it 3-1 Giants. Diamondbacks would get a run back in the sixth inning against Alex Wood. And the sequence was a frustrating one, I think, for the Giants starter. Two outs, nobody on, two-run lead, two strikes to Carson Kelly. He threw a pitch right at the knees that was called a ball. And so Kelly got to see one more pitch, and here's what he did.
2-2 pitch. Swing, there's a drive. It's hit way back into left center field. Wade all the way back at the wall, and it is gone. So one pitch after Wood thought he had him struck out. Carson Kelly launches a home run to make it 3-2 Giants.
3-2. It was going to be a stressful night against a struggling Diamondbacks team for the Giants bullpen, because the bullpen took over after that sixth inning. Dominic Leone got into some trouble, a walk and an error in the top of the seventh, but pitched through it, got Ketel Marte, probably the Diamondbacks' best overall hitter, to pop out for the third out in that inning. The eighth inning, more stress for the Giants bullpen. This time it was Tyler Rogers. Back-to-back ground ball hits that found a way through the infield set it up, but the defense shined tonight for the Giants, and no bigger play defensively than when Pavin Smith, who's been red-hot left-handed hitter, was up against Rogers in a spot where a base hit, another one of those ground balls, could have tied the game. It was still a one-run game, but the Giants' defense came through. Here's the first pitch. He rolls one softly on the ground. Belt has it at first. He goes to second one. Crawford back to first. Rogers covering. Double play. Beautifully turned by the Giants. Rogers gets the ground ball. Belt to Crawford and then to Rogers, the pitcher covering. That's about as good as it gets in a big-time pressure spot. And we'll give credit to all those players involved in that double play, the players we give credit to for their stellar performance. Sponsored by Geico, a proud partner of Major League Baseball. Belt, Crawford, and Rogers for keeping the Giants ahead. They would add on to the bottom of the eighth inning some much needed and enjoyed, I'm sure, insurance runs. Leadoff hit by Steven Duggar, pinch hitter. He immediately stole second base, took third on a wild pitch. Austin Slater was in the batter's box. Here's the pitch. Slater lines one into right field, base hit. 4-2 Giants. That must feel good for Austin Slater. He needed it. That's the classic Slater swing and at bat right there. Just punched it through, a hard hit ball through the right side, and Slater had added on to the Giants' lead. The next hitter was Mike Yastrzemski. He laced a double down the left field line, but it bounced over the wall, so Slater had to stop at third. Yastrzemski had to stop at second. Solano hit a fly ball that wasn't deep enough to get another run home. The Diamondbacks then made a pitching change and brought a left-hander, Buchter, in to face Brandon Crawford. First pitch, here it comes. Crawford hits a high fly ball center field. Going back on it, Marte. Still going back, and he will make the catch on the warning track. Tagging from third is Slater. He'll come in to score. Also tagging from second, Yastrzemski. He goes to third. Brandon Crawford gets another ovation. He made that look easy. Knocks in the run right away with a sacrifice fly. It's 5-2 Giants. Yeah, Crawford, big night for him defensively, offensively. Again, he's just having a great year. That's all the Giants needed. It took some of the stress away, I think, from Jake McGee. He could just pound the strike zone in the ninth inning. He only needed nine pitches. Got Nick Ahmed to hit a hard hit, but ground ball to second. Outfielder David Peralta then flied out to fairly deep center field, but it was caught, and the last chance for the Diamondbacks was the pinch hitter Vargas. The pitch. That is strike three called, and the ball game is over. We got to see Tom Hallion with that signature move, ring him up. So Jake McGee with an efficient and quick ninth inning. The Giants added on in the eighth and took a little stress away. They beat the Arizona Diamondbacks by the final score of 5-2. Now that strike three call from Tom Hallion never fails to remind of the final out of the National League Championship Series in 2010. Brian Wilson against Ryan Howard. Giants were going to the World Series, and he's got the same call tonight as he did 11 years ago. And that was the final out. McGee got his 13th save. Alex Wood was the winner, and the Giants beat the Diamondbacks by the final score of 5-2. Our K-Counter, sponsored by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K. Donate your car today. 8 strikeouts for Giants pitching, 7 of them from the starter Wood. Giants pitchers only issued 2 walks tonight. It was a well-pitched game again for this Giants team. So the Giants get their 41st win. They're 41-25. They'll stay at least a game ahead of the Dodgers in the National League West. Dodgers are now in the 9th inning and 1 out away from beating the Phillies. They lead 3-1 in that game. But the Giants are the first-place team in the West as the page turns to June 15th. Tomorrow, Giants D-backs, 6:45 first pitch time. Sammy Long's going to pitch, probably out of the bullpen, but he's going to pitch for the first time in Oracle Park as a big leaguer, guy who grew up coming to this ballpark and watching the Giants. He'll get to pitch here tomorrow. That'll be exciting against this Diamondbacks team. 5:45 pregame, 6:45 first pitch for game 2 of the series. Thanks to Darren Chan for being our producer-engineer again tonight and doing a great job as always. For John Miller, for Mike Kruko, for Dwayne Kuiper, Dave Fleming saying so long here from San Francisco. Beautiful night, fun game, Giants win. They beat the Diamondbacks by the final score of 5-2.
Hey everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.